Blog Talk Radio.
Delicious Johnson, host of Delicious Talk. Welcome this evening. Tonight's topic is a recap of 2010, and as we all know, that was Tina Marie, who recently passed away. And, you know, if anybody has any stories they'd like to tell of what happened in 2010 or any, you know, most memorable memories that they had, please call in and share them with us because I'm going to share mine. I'm also going to talk about all the people that we lost in 2010, the ones that I have a list of, and plus I've lost some personal friends in 2010. So with that being said, I'm going to bring in my co-host, Miss Kane. Good evening.
Hey, Dallas.
How are you this evening?
That's Mom Dude's word right there, baby. I'm good, honey. I'm a little sleepy, but I'm good.
You know, I was feeling sleepy myself sitting up here because in the morning I'm going to a memorial of my friend who died in Colorado. They're having a memorial here. And I was not too long ago speaking to his sister, you know, getting the information. And I was just saying to myself, I need to be getting into bed. But it's not, it starts at 11 o'clock, but I have to pick my girlfriend up. But, you know, other than that, I'm glad I made it into the New Year's, you know, because some people, you know, like I'm going to read this list off, didn't make it, you know. So I'm very grateful and blessed and, you know, just hopefully I'll make it into the year 3000.
I know that's right, honey.
That'll be something, though. But, you know, I'm blessed and grateful for every day that I wake up. Believe that because, you know, like I said, I've lost so many friends, you know, that I've grown up with and, you know, went to school with or, you know, just people I work with and, you know, a whole facet of life of people that, you know, are gone. You know, so it's really, you know, a nice thing when you wake up in the morning. I am truly happy. So, Miss Kane, what are some memories you have of 2010?
Oh, honey, I don't even know. I'm trying to recap now. I'm going to just give y'all an example of something that happened to me in 2010. I had to go off on the guy who did the documentary / movie, if that's what you want to call it, Tim Alexander. So that was like something that was kind of a little out there for me. And also I did the BTR Wars this year. That was real big.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
All right. Well, this year, 2010, well, last year, I'm sorry, last year, 2010, I did my very first book signing. And I was so thrilled because, you know, I had been selling them, you know, different ways other than doing book signings because basically that's, you know, what authors do. They, you know, do book signings. And I was, you know, just doing my other ways. And how I got to do the book signing, I did it in the flea market in Baltimore. What happened, me, my brother, and my sister-in-law were up there one Saturday. And I went to this little shop. And this girl who sells, I guess it's polo clothes, and she has some books, you know, on the outside on these shelves. So I was speaking to another lady that was sitting out there. So I said, well, wow, how could I get my books, you know, in her store? So she said, well, go in there and ask her. I'm quite sure she'll let you put them out. But to make a long story short, we had a discussion, and she you know, said that I could have a book signed opposed to putting my books out there. And I did it, and I got the book signing bug. So, you know, that was very memorable for me. And I met a lot of people. You know, it was just a beautiful thing for me that Saturday to be in Baltimore doing my very first book signing. And another memory for me for 2010 was that I completed my third book in 2010. And that's my book, A Book of Delicious Erotic Short Stories. That's my third book. And also my fourth book was completed, but the manuscript was completed in 2010, but that book will not be out until maybe March or April of this year. So I've been, you know, having some good times in 2010. And, you know, I hope to continue having good times in 2011. Well, I'm looking forward to having good times. You know, I'm just thinking positive. Left all the negative in the old year, any negativity that was going on with me. I left that in the old year. And looking forward to this year, you know, doing bigger things. And, you know, like I said, I did my fourth book. And also I did a couple of other writings and a series of books that my publisher is doing, books called How to Jump from a Ferris Wheel and Land on Your Feet. I have a story in both of those, Volume 4 and Volume 5. She's doing a series of 10 of them, and those books are basically about women who had adversities in their lives and how they faced them and how they got over them. You know, it's a really good book. Any of my books you can pick up from my website, and I'll put that in the chat room, and I'll also shout it out for you guys who are not in the chat room but are just listening. Let's see, what else happened? It was just overall a good year. And, you know, like I said, I've lost, you know, people, personal friends, and that was that. Tonight also I'm going to be, you know, playing music basically by Tina Marie because we lost her. You know, she was a our sister, so to speak, even though she was white. Well, we're all sisters and brothers, but, you know, she was definitely a soul sister, you know. So we're going to be playing her music and, you know, just having a good time. So, like I said, if anybody has any memories from 2010 that they want to talk about, feel free to call in. The call-in number is, the call-in number is 646-652-2877. Okay, so I'm going to, you know, get right into playing something by Tina Marie. All righty, that's Tina Marie and Lover Girl. I read on the internet, I think it was on the internet, that Tina Marie suffered seizures, and they gave her a 3-week appointment after she had suffered one seizure, but they wasn't able to see her for 3 weeks. They gave her a 3-week appointment for the next time to be seen. And I think that's terrible because seizures can, well, they did take her life, but, you know, giving her 3 weeks, I think she had a grandma seizure, and that's what killed her. But, you know, it's just sad that, you know, she died because of an appointment that she couldn't get for 3 weeks. At least that's what I read on the internet.
Well,
okay.
And that her death is a mystery, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, you know, they're going to say, you know, whatever, but, you know, maybe it's a cover-up or whatever, but, you know, the service that they, you know, said that she didn't get was a contributory factor to her death. And she has suffered a seizure. She had suffered a seizure. I forgot what had happened, but when she was going in the ambulance and when they were taken to the hospital, she had suffered another seizure. So I think she was either DOA or when she got there, she died. But, you know, it's just sad. Her daughter, they said her daughter was with her. They were watching movies or something, and she tried to wake her up, and she called the ambulance. The ambulance came, and then she suffered another seizure, and you know, it's really sad that, you know, people are, you know, dying unnecessarily, you know, because, it could have been a possibility that she could have been saved if she had gotten to the neurologist before, you know, that fatal seizure. But moving right along, another thing I did in 2010, in January I went to Kentucky to be in a movie that's going to go straight to DVD whenever it gets out. And as a matter of fact, I have to go back because I talked to the guy who's doing the movie and he needs me to come back to do another scene. So I did that in 2010. And while I also was on a radio, that's in Louisville, Kentucky, I also was on a radio show down there, the DJ, Christopher 2X, he has a radio show. He fights crimes for children, and he interviewed me on his show. I think that was in March, though, but we did it over the phone, but it aired in Kentucky, Louisville. So I was doing, you know, different things in 2010 that were positive and productive, you know, and, you know, I hope to continue. Well, I am going to continue. I'm just going to say I am going to continue because I'm not hoping for anything. It's going to be like that in 2011.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Now, you know, we had the BP oil spill, the earthquake in Haiti.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, go ahead.
Yeah, that was pretty devastating. And then they had a hurricane or something else going on down there not too long ago in Hades.
Mm-hmm.
It was
one that was supposed to have been touching down that probably would have started like a tsunami, but don't quote me on that shit because I might be wrong.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just been 2010 has really been a racy year. You know, a lot of things was going on in 2010. And I'm going to read off the people that we lost in 2010. It's quite a list, so bear with me. These are personal people and some celebrities. Well, the personal ones were like my cousin Jamel Coates. He was killed coming from a funeral. Theodore Teddy Saunders, I grew up with him from childhood in Knox. Ellen Wallace, we used to call her Plumy, she died from cancer. And Reggie Dennis, who I did a show on him, he had a bout with cancer and he lost it December the 19th. and Ellen lost her bout with cancer October the 10th, the day after my birthday. So those are like, you know, personal friends, and my cousin who I lost in 2010. Also, Rosa Ellis Jones, who's the sister of Smokey Robinson, my baby daddy. She was 80 years old. She co-wrote such songs with him as Quiet Storm, Daylight the Darkness, and Virgin Man. We also lost Teddy Pendergrass. We lost Lena Horne, Marvin Isley, Gary Coleman, the actor, what you talk about, Willis. Melinda Sapp, the wife of Marvin Sapp. Gregory Isaac, he was a reggae singer. Robert Wilson of the Gap Band. Manute Bol was a basketball player. Solomon Burke, R&B and gospel singer. Messy Meyer, he was a comedian out of New Orleans, and I was on YouTube checking out some of his videos, but he was messy too. So I guess that's why he named himself Messy Marvin. And, of course, Tina Marie, Vanilla Child, our soul sister, is gone, you know, but she'll never be forgotten. Her music definitely will, you know, still be with us. Vanetta McGee was an actor. She starred in Blackula, Chef in Africa, and Walter Hawkins, a gospel singer, Maurice Hines Sr., the father of Maurice Hines Jr., and the late Gregory Hines, Abby Lincoln, a jazz singer and an actor. Dorothy Hikes, civil rights activist. Ella Mae Johnson, which I already spoke of her. That was Smokey Robinson's sister. No, it wasn't. Ella Mae Johnson was the woman 105 years old who attended the inauguration of President Obama in her wheelchair, 105 years old. Yeah, so that's something that should be in the history books. And Marva Wright. Marva Wright was a blues and gospel singer from New Orleans. I had the pleasure of seeing her once when I went to New Orleans. I've been to New Orleans 3 times and was going to go back until they had the Katrina. But she's an awesome singer. Ron Banks of the Dramatics. Benjamin Hooks, the executive director of the NAACP. Ollie Woodson of the Temptations is gone. And Harold Down, he's the news correspondent who helped put the documentary 48 Hours together. I'm quite sure you all are familiar with that program. It comes on cable on the True Television, I think it is. But, yeah, those are the people that I, well, there are others. Rube McClanahan, she's gone. Dixie Carter, she died. There's quite a few other ones, but these are basically all the African Americans or the Nubians that had died in 2010. And you know, it was just so many things going on in 2010.
Lil Wayne went to jail. T.I. went to jail.
They was in jail. They were doing it. But, you know, T.I. now, he's, I don't know what his problem is. You know, he went back for a probation violation, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Honey, yeah. Let me tell you the latest that happened. And this is kind of off topic, but Tiny went to see him. And, honey, they tried to have what you call it, a conjugal visit.
A conjugal visit.
And like she's supposed to be going on some radio show to try to clear that up, but I don't know what she was thinking, honey. That girl was trying to get that wood.
What? Wow. Well, if they're not giving up, if you go to a jail and you try, because I remember we used to have a prison here called Lorton, but it's been torn down for a number of years. But a girlfriend of mine and I had went down there to see her boyfriend. So she had me sitting out in the waiting room. So she said, I'll be right back. And I said, where are you going? She said, we're going back here and do it. I said, do what? Because I know, girl, they went back there. And as a matter of fact, she got pregnant like that. But and then a friend of his that came out to see me, And this is the first time I've ever seen this guy. He gonna ask me that I want to go back there. I looked at him like he was just. I looked at him like I was an alien. I know I was looking like I was crazy. I said, I don't know you like that. And if I did, I wouldn't do anything like that anyway, especially as a chance of you getting caught or, you know, whatever. But if it was a jail where my man was at and they had conjugal visits, then I would participate. But, oh, no, it was just so many things going on in that jail, so many things. And, you know, people, they find a way. They'll find a way to, you know, to do whatever it is they want to do, whether they're locked up or not. They really will.
And what, then 2010, Monique started her show, her talk show?
I think she did. I think she did in Atlanta. Now, when Monique first started that show, oh, my goodness, I was just so mad at her because she was just screaming. And I'm just saying, why is she screaming like that? But she's toned it down, you know, somewhat. But, oh, my God, I just would turn it off because I couldn't, you know, it was just too much to listen to her screaming like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah, and I think Wendy Williams started her show in 2010, too, didn't she?
Yeah, they both came out about the same time. I think I want to say, I really don't remember too much, but I'm believing that it was. And then, is that this year? Is this year that Oprah show supposed to air, right?
Oh, my goodness. Now, She started her own network, but I'm telling you, she took over, and it's just, I don't even watch that channel anymore because she's taken everything off. I can't see Dr. G, the emergency room, you know, different programs like that.
What was you talking on about the TLC channel?
No, it wasn't on TLC. It was on the channels that Oprah took over, 161, the health channel.
I don't even know if I get that. I probably do, but I just don't watch it.
Yeah, she took over, and it's just a mess as far as I'm concerned because I don't even watch it. Tonight I had turned to, you know, to see what was going on there. She's doing this thing where who's going to be the next, who's going to, you know, have their own show. But she just, oh, my God, she just took it over, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget Ron Isley. He got out of
right.
jail.
I didn't say Ron Isley died.
He didn't die. He got out of jail.
No, not Ron Isley. One of those, Marvin Isley died. Yeah. Okay, Ron Isley, yeah, he got out of jail. And what's his name? Wesley Snipes went to jail.
Mm-hmm. That's a shame. Such a shame. Y'all people, I'm telling y'all, for the 2000 level, Kane going to need y'all to do better, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Pay these people they money. And stop trying to get around the system, you know what I'm saying, because it's not going to happen. Something else that happened in 2010, and I would have thought that this lady would have learned from her, from her mistakes. Fanny, come close, girl. Come close. That last year, the big scandal broke with her. She tried to commit suicide, which I'm not understanding. I know you had a lot of things going on that had been bothering you for years on years, but that jump with, what's her name, Antoine Cook, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. Look here, girl.
Oh, Fantasia. Now, that was crazy. And
I'm going to need you to do better.
I heard that they were back together.
I told you that on the show, on my show. Yes, they are back together. I'm disappointed in you, Fanny.
Goodness, that is pitiful.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, that's sad. Yeah, and then she tries to kill herself. But she was on Wendy Williams and say she's beyond that and she's single and what she did, she made a mistake. And, oh, well, she keeps making the same mistake over and over. So if she likes it, I love it.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. But we're going to get right into another Tina Marie song. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's Tina Marie Hypnotized. That was sung by Linda Jones, which is also deceased. But Tina Marie put a hurting on it.
What? That's that jam, honey. Make me want to get up to somebody. Ow, bow.
Yeah, she put the hurting on that. Yeah, in 2010, remember the guy Darius McCary who played on, what's that show? I can see it on the tip of my tongue, but anyway.
Family Matters.
Yeah, Family Matters. Him and Superhit, I didn't even know that they were ever married because they had a program on this documentary on called Kiss and Tell where he was talking about she's crazy, she's this, and she's that. But guess what? They got divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, he should have divorced her ass because she was crazy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't see why he ever married her because in the document it showed how she had pulled a knife on him and called her son down to watch. And, you know, just crazy things. But, you know, she was saying otherwise. And during that document, it was, you know, guys that like, what's the guy with the rough voice, the little smog, Ja Rule. She was saying that he had gave she was saying that he had given her the name Superhead. He said, I don't know nothing about it, but I will take the credit.
Right. Yeah,
yeah, her first book. Now, her first book, I couldn't put it down. I read it straight through. And her second book, it was kind of boring because she had said everything in the first book. And, you know, it just really wasn't anything left in that second book that, you know, was interesting to me. But they had this guy on there. I think, I can't remember his name. But she has spoken about him in the book, and he was on it refuting everything, as the guys really did. But Mr. Marcus, the porn actor in this other one, XX Suave, wow, they were really putting it out there, you know, because Suave had turned her on to Mr. Marcus. Because he called her and he said, yeah, I got this girl over here. She can do this when her broke, da 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 da, and he sent her over in there. She was in a couple of pornographic movies as well.
More now than a couple, honey.
Yeah. Well, now she's out in, I think it's Las Vegas, and she does things at the what's the name of that place? I can't think of it, but she's out there, and she has another book out, a book of trying to, you know, tell people, I guess, how to do things in the bedroom. But she capitalized on her assets, and I guess she's getting the bucks in because at one point she was sleeping in her car, living in her car, and being in abusive relationships, and, you know.
You know what she tried to do? She tried to go counsel some kids, too. I was like, is you stupid?
She had to counsel some kids about what?
She was at a college. I don't know, honey. She was just trying to...
Oh, probably having some type of a sex education or something like that.
No, it wasn't that. It was just that she was in there just talking, you know what I'm saying, trying to tell them, you know what I'm saying, they need to do it like this, and then she's changed her life and blah, blah, blah. First of all, trick. Ain't nobody finna sit up and listen at you. Okay? Superhead, I cannot get no the gospel from you without seeing you in a porno. What possibly? I mean, I know people change, and we kind of fluctuate through life doing different stuff here and there or whatever, but it's just some things that you just can't bounce back from, because at the end of the day, who will take you seriously?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah, because I think it's the Playboy store or something like that out in Las Vegas that she does seminars and different things like that, because they had another documentary on there about her, what she was doing out there. But, yeah, she's basically, I don't know.
That's all she is. To sum it up in one word, a hoe.
Well, she cashed in on it. You know, you got some of them out here doing the same thing over and over. And somebody else had another breakup was Halle Berry and her baby daddy. Now, Halle Berry, I don't know, you know, if it's her or the men she deals
with.
It's her. But, you know, she's having a time, you know, being in relationships. And her ex was, understand, with Kim Kardashian. Was it Kim Kardashian?
I don't remember who it was, but the thing about Haley is Haley ain't got no good whoop. You know what I'm talking about? She is all beauty, and that's it. She hold it, and you know, I don't know this personally. I don't. So I don't come trying to shoot no shots at Kane because I ain't got time for it. But I'm just feeling like I don't know what in the hell is she doing, because it got to be something. She done been with Eric Benet. She was with that,
Wesley Snipes.
Oh, she did. Used to date him, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, Wesley Snipes, and he used to beat
David
on her.
David Jeter. Was she with? Mm-hmm. Was she with?
He used to beat on her, too.
Was it David Jeter or was it somebody else? Is he the one that played baseball?
I think it was the baseball player.
Yeah, whoever the baseball player was. I don't know if it was Derek Jeter, but whoever the baseball player was, that's the one that used to kick her tail. But something ain't right with Haley. I don't care. Mm-mm.
It's something, because I, you know, because she was really happy when she got with her baby daddy and, you know, things was looking good. Then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, they're split up.
I think either she ain't got no good whooper or that health is psychotic or something.
Something,
oh, and it's coming out the chat when she was with Shamar Moore. Well, damn, Haley.
Wow.
Haley, you need to come on the show with us and tell us what went on. You know what I'm saying? We want to know what's wrong with you, girl.
Yeah, what's going on? Because, you know, like you said, she's beautiful and all this and that, but beauty is not everything, because for some reason she can't, men are not sticking with her. And I had read somewhere where they said because the men are sticking with her because she's strong, she's this, she's that. But I don't know. Men are attracted to strong women, but I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know, Halle Berry. You need to, you know, get a man and glue him to you.
Something, honey. She
you
need
some
a crazy
glue.
In her life. Come get some of these dudes up off the hood, out the hood, girl, off the corner. You'll keep one of them. Because they ain't never had nobody like you before, Haley. So they going to be damn, they going to be smitten with the fact that they with your ass. So, yes, Haley, get your old hood, nigga. Like they say, old hood, nigga.
Wow. But, you know, things are just happening. I guess maybe one day she might get with somebody that want to stick with her. But whatever, you know. I wish you the best, Halle, you know, because I don't know. I just hope things work out for her, because she definitely need, you know, not to say that her baby daddy not doing for the baby, but, you know, just think if he goes to another continent or something, you know. But I don't know. But I'm going to play a little Tina Marie.
Get on back to Tina.
To see
Vanilla Child, Tina Marie, and here's an old favorite.
Wow. It's really good to see you again, baby. And I must admit, you're looking very, very, very nice these days. I guess life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing, you know. I've got a new lady now, and it's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to when we met, the way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity. Remember when I used to. Thank you.
I wanna hold you tight.
Good night.